Greet each one in Jesus' precious name this morning. It's good to have you all here. For devotional this morning, I'd like to read out of Exodus chapter 3. I'd like to read verses 1 through 12. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. You know, thinking of that verse there, as Moses looked on that bush, I'm sure he was just amazed that bush was not consumed. And I was looking in Matthew Henry's commentary, and he likens it on to the land of Israel. They've been through a lot. They've had their ups and downs. They're surrounded by their enemies, and still God has kept them. The same with the church. The church is being persecuted, you know, in different countries, being really persecuted. The more it's persecuted, the more it grows, and God is in the midst of it. Also, with each one of us, you know, we're not consumed because God is there with us. Okay, verse 3, and Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. God had Moses' attention. It was an unusual sight. I'm sure he just really looked at that and wondered. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. God told Moses who he is. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. God seen all their sorrows. And God said, I see their sorrows, and what I see, my heart is affected also. Verse 8, and I came down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land onto a good land and a large, onto a land flowing with milk and honey, onto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth thy people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I'll read verse 15 yet. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. You know, when God told Moses he's going to go and bring the people out, now that burning bush, I'm sure Moses had no idea what he was going to get in for. When God called him, it was an experience that he probably didn't even dream of. But Moses was willing to follow God. And in our lesson today, we have to make a choice. Moses made a choice. The children of Israel had to make a choice. And so just pray that each one of us will have made the right choice to follow Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, just want to thank you and praise you for this time together. We come together to be encouraged and to encourage. And I just pray that you would help us to honor and glorify you. Father, that we would just be vessels for you, Lord, that we would reach out to people. Thank you for your blessings, God. We have been blessed abundantly. We just think of what all is going on around the world. So, Father, I just thank you and praise you. We don't want to take anything for granted, but you've been so good to us. I ask you to be with each teacher this morning, each pupil, with the one who will bring the message later on. Fill them all with your spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.